This video provides an introduction to Microsoft Azure Storage for developers, IT pros, and business decision makers. We will cover what Azure Storage is and how you can take advantage of it in your cloud, mobile, server, and desktop applications. We also talk about what kinds of data you can store with the Azure Storage services, such as blob, table, queue, and file storage, and how to get started developing applications against the storage. So what is Azure Storage? Cloud computing enables new scenarios for applications requiring scalable, durable, and highly available storage for their data, which is exactly why Microsoft developed Azure Storage. In addition to making it possible for developers to build large-scale applications to support new scenarios, Azure Storage also provides the storage foundation for Azure Virtual Machines. Azure Storage is massively scalable, so you can store and process hundreds of terabytes of data to support the big data scenarios required by scientific, financial analysts, and media applications. Or you can store the small amounts of data required for a small business website. Azure Storage is elastic, so you can design applications for a large global audience and scale those applications as needed, both in terms of the amount of data stored and the number of requests made against it. You pay only for what you use and only when you use it. Azure Storage uses an auto-partitioning system that automatically load balances your data based on traffic. This means that as the demands on your applications grow, Azure Storage automatically allocates the appropriate resources to meet them. Azure Storage is accessible from anywhere in the world, from any type of application, whether it's running in the cloud, on the desktop, on an on-premise server, or on a mobile or tablet device. Azure supports clients using a diverse set of operating systems, including Windows and Linux, and a variety of programming languages, including .NET, Java, and C++, for convenient development. Azure Storage also exposes data resources via simple REST APIs, which are available to any client capable of sending and receiving data via HTTP or HTTPS. An Azure Storage account is a secure account that gives you access to services in Azure Storage. Your storage account provides the unique namespace for your storage resources. There are two types of storage accounts: a standard storage account, which includes blob, table, queue, and file storage. Each storage account can contain up to 500 terabytes of combined blob, queue, table, and file data. You also have a premium storage account, which currently supports Azure Virtual Machine Disk only. Before you can create a storage account, you must have an Azure subscription, which is a plan that gives you access to a variety of Azure services. You can create up to 100 uniquely named storage accounts with a single subscription. Now let's talk about the different types of storage. We'll first start with blob storage. For users with large amounts of unstructured data to store in the cloud, blob storage offers a cost-effective and scalable solution. You can use blob storage to store content such as documents, social data such as photos, videos, music, and blogs, backups of files, computers, databases, and devices, images and text for web applications, configuration data for cloud applications, and big data such as logs and other large data sets. Every blob is organized in a container. Containers also provide a useful way to assign security policies to groups of objects. A storage account contains any number of containers, and a container can contain any number of blobs up to the 500 terabyte capacity limit of the storage account. Next, let's talk about table storage. Modern applications often demand data stores with greater scalability and flexibility than previous generations of software required. Table storage offers highly available, massively scalable storage so that your applications can automatically scale to meet user demand. Table storage is Microsoft's NoSQL key attribute store. It has a schema-less design, making it different from traditional relational databases. With a schema-less data store, it's easy to adapt your data as the needs of your application evolve. Table storage is easy to use, so developers can create applications quickly. Access to data is fast and cost-effective for all kinds of applications. Table storage is typically significantly lower in cost than traditional SQL for similar volumes of data. You can use table storage to store flexible data sets such as user data for web applications, address books, device information, and any other type of metadata that your service requires. You can store any number of entities in a table, and a storage account may contain any number of tables up to the capacity limit of the storage account. Like blobs and queues, developers can manage and access table storage using standard REST protocols. However, table storage also supports a subset of the OData protocol, simplifying advanced querying capabilities. Next, queue storage. In designing applications for scale, application components are often decoupled so that they can scale independently. Queue storage provides a reliable messaging solution for asynchronous communications between application components, which they are running in the cloud, on the desktop, on an on-premise server, or on a mobile device. Queue storage also supports managing asynchronous tasks and building process workflow. A storage account can contain any number of queues, and a queue can contain any number of messages up to the capacity limit of the storage account. File storage. Azure File Storage offers cloud-based SMB file shares so that you can migrate legacy applications that rely on file shares to Azure quickly and without costly rewrites. With Azure File Storage, applications running in Azure virtual machines or cloud services can mount a file share in the cloud just as a desktop application mounts a typical SMB share. Any number of application components can then mount and access the file storage share simultaneously. Since a file storage share is a standard SMB file share, applications running in Azure can access data in the share via a file system I/O APIs. Developers can therefore leverage their existing code and skills to migrate existing applications. IT pros can use PowerShell commandlets to create, mount, and manage file storage shares as part of the administration of Azure applications. Like the other Azure storage services, file storage exposes a REST API for accessing data in a share. Distributed applications can also use file storage to store and share useful application data and development and testing tools. For example, an application may store configuration files and diagnostic data such as logs, metrics, and crash dumps in a file storage share so that they are available to multiple virtual machines or roles. Azure Storage exposes storage resources via REST API that can be called by any language that can make HTTP or HTTPS requests. Additionally, Azure Storage offers programming libraries for several popular languages. For more detailed information on developing applications using Azure Storage, check out the Get Started with Azure Storage in 5-Minute video.